Another Palestinian suicide bomber killed himself and injured 20 Israelis this morning in central Jerusalem. An Israeli government spokesman blamed the attack on what he called the atmosphere of hatred surrounding the Durban conference. In Israel, nearly a year of intensified conflict with the Palestinians has encouraged a resurgence of Zionist sentiment. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports that Zionism was evident as Israeli schools resumed this week.
As Hadror Elementary School outside Jerusalem staged a welcoming ceremony for first graders this week, Principal Orit Burla announced a new policy. It's a new tradition, she told students. We'll sing the national anthem at every school gathering, not just for holidays. Now stand straight, she said, and lift your heads with pride. Burla says Hadror School will also begin playing Hebrew music at recess, both changes strongly encouraged by Israel's new education minister, Limor Livnat, a staunch conservative in Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's Likud party. Livnat has also mandated two new classes for junior and high schools, Israel's cultural heritage and the land of Israel and its archaeology.
I would say emphasizing that the Jewish heritage, our culture, the Hebrew culture, the Zionist culture, our leaders, our history, the essence of the question, why are we here at all?
The tilt toward patriotism is part of a newfound national unity in the face of another frightening conflict with the Palestinians. It's also a dramatic reversal from the previous government. Then, the crusading leftist education minister, Yossi Sarid, touted the work of so-called new historians, who took a more critical look at Israel's founding, debunking cherished myths. Sarid introduced a controversial history book, which described, for example, how Jewish fighters gunned down unarmed Palestinians in one village. The book has since been pulled. Sarid also proposed including the work of the Palestinians' national poet, Mahmoud Darwish, in literature classes. Political science professor David Newman says such changes were aimed at balancing a one-sided curriculum that too often left the impression that the Jewish state could commit no wrong. Now, Newman denounces Limor Livnat's attempt to roll it all back as Zionist McCarthyism.
Everything in this country is black or white, it's polarized. You know, there's never anything gray in politics in this country. You're right wing or you're left wing, you're secular or you're religious, you're peace or you're anti-peace. It's bad enough that this happens in society and politics. It's a thousand times worse when this polarization is imposed upon an education system.
But Hebrew University analyst Mordechai Nissan says Israel needs its national myths, and he sees danger in the other direction. With high school graduates heading into mandatory military service, he says schools must convince young people that theirs is a just fight. Nissan believes the post-Zionism of the new historians misleads young people into thinking that Palestinians have equal competing rights to this land.
They may see a non-Jew in Israel as somehow a brother in developing this country, when indeed many of the non-Israelis within Israel happen to be enemies, in particular within the Arab community.
Israel's Arab students, some 25% of the student population, are exempt from the new courses on Jewish heritage. Still, Arab Israelis have been among those most angry with Education Minister Livnat. Teachers started their school year with a three-day strike. In a demonstration in Jerusalem, educators denounced what they say is entrenched discrimination in the state's education budget. They were also incensed at Minister Livnat's recent declaration that she'll give no extra funding to Arab Israeli schools which teach history from a Palestinian perspective. Namely, Livnat said it was disloyal to mark Israel's Independence Day as al-Nakba, or the catastrophe, as Palestinians call it. Parent and education official Yusuf Abu Jaffa scoffed at the announcement. He says for decades, Arab-Israeli students have been required to learn all about the Zionist movement and to read Hebrew poets, yet forbidden to study their own culture.
We are here. Nobody can ignore us. I think this is the moment to know that my kid knows who I am. We have to stay another 50 years to know about our history? This is a shame.
The current conflict has sparked a defiant sense of nationalism among Arab Israelis, just as it has among Israel's Jews. And the competing visions are not likely to be reconciled as long as fighting continues. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.